This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice. It's Naughty But Nice.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Ram Shooter. It's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel joins us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Good morning, Rob Shooter.
You make me smile. You make me smile. I'm not sure if it sounds like you're calling me a name or you're happy to see me, but I detect a little sarcasm in your voice.
Well, no, I know you've been super busy covering the Queen, her life, everything surrounding it. I was thinking over the weekend, as I normally do think of you, how many times, if you were to ballpark, like just estimate, you said the words the Queen over the last week and a half?
Gosh, wow, that's a great question. I bet over 1,000. So for new listeners, hello, hello, hello. I'm a royal expert as well as a gossip expert. I know this royal stuff, Garrett, because all those people, most of those people, a lot of those people working in the palace, I actually went to school with. So if you get a job,
it's in your blood. Yeah,
if you get a job in Buckingham Palace, it's a job for life. A lot of people that I know are working in the palace, and it's a great place to get gossip from, Garrett, because
did you ever consider working at the palace?
No, I didn't, because I would get fired because I think I'm the Queen.
Well, I know that, obviously, but was there ever a like an opportunity or a thought in your life early on before you decided to come to America and grace us with your presence that you could have been in the palace at one point in your life?
I did dream when I was little I could marry a prince, and I think I did, an American one, though. No, I don't think I ever thought about that. My trajectory as a child is I wanted to be in the Houses of Parliament. I wanted to be a politician. I know, we don't talk about politics.
You in a wig? I would die to see that.
Well, that's cool. A Tuesday round here. What was your trajectory as a little boy? What did you want to do?
Oh, I was going to be playing basketball at Madison Square Garden.
That was your dream?
Yeah, that was the dream.
Well, if you ever want to come to my apartment, which is quite close to Madison Square Garden, and shoot some balls. That sounds terrible, but you know what I mean? You are welcome to. Let's get in the show. This sounds awful. We've got
off track.
Before
we get in trouble,
we've
get
got
out of
off
here.
Track.
Get out.
Hey, what time is it, my friends? It's tea time. Talking about the royals, big story at the top of the show. Meghan Markle apparently complained that she wasn't getting paid on a 2018 royal tour. So there's lots of new books out, so you're going to hear a lot of Meghan Markle stories over the next couple of days. One is by Valentine Lowe, who's a great writer and certainly knows this subject. So Valentine is claiming that Meghan really didn't enjoy royal duties, not all of them, and even once complained that she should have gotten paid to be on the 2008 Australian tour. So they said, quote, although she enjoys the attention, who doesn't? Meghan failed to understand the points of all these walkabouts. That's when you go out and shake hands with strangers and you say hello. She just didn't understand the point of that. So according to several members of staff, this is not just one source, it's several, they heard her on at least one occasion saying, quote, I cannot believe I'm not getting paid for this. Wow, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's unfair, first off. You and I, just as they call commoners, imagine being thrown into that lifestyle of not understanding protocol and this and that. Yes, you have to learn. But day one, you would think, like, hey, is this a paid
right?
job? Like, it's a common question
yes.
that a normal person would ask. And then on the second part of it, just as I started the show, and you're like, I hint a tad of sarcasm. You're telling me no one in the royal atmosphere can sense any type of sarcasm? Because to me, when she goes, we're not getting paid for, like, I could hear
a
sarcasm
joke. Oh, that's interesting. I think you're onto something here. It's very easy to just bash Meghan, and these books are about to do that. So if you like Meghan, don't look at the gossip sites for a while, because all the details from these books are being leaked. But I think you're right. She could have said it as a joke. Plus, I do think a little is on the palette here. It's not just a family. It's a job. And whenever you start
right.
a new job, someone should sit you down and tell you about the job. Nobody did it to Diana. Nobody did it to Meghan. Nobody did it to Kate. Kate adapted really quickly and very well. But a lot of people, when they start a new job, I want to know, where are the bathrooms? Do
right.
I leave early on Friday? Like, am I allowed to bring my dog? Like, I want to know.
Right. What time's lunch?
What time's lunch?
You know?
When do we get paid? Is it every 2 weeks? Every 3? I want to know that. And so nobody actually explained her. Part of that's on Harry too, because Harry's the one that married Meghan. Harry's the one that brought her into the family, so to speak. So Harry should have sat down and said, listen, before you marry me, you got to know it's not just me, it's a job. Now, it looks like an incredible job, but there's also some bad parts too. It's like your job, Garrett. Garrett,
right.
To the outside world, it looks fabulous. It looks like it's free tickets to Justin Bieber.
Yeah, right. No, well, I think that's that could be applied to everywhere
right.
in life. You know, like everyone, just like Instagram. Instagram, you put your best foot forward,
right.
you know, out there. You know, and so you make it as seamlessly as possible. But we all know there it's ebb and flow. It's like riding
mm-hmm.
a roller coaster. No matter where you work, it's the ups,
the
downs,
the in-betweens.
Right. So as much as, you know, I understand it. And you know what? I want to put a challenge out
you
there, too.
It.
And Rob Shooter, you've
mm-hmm.
written a book as well, not about Meghan Markle, but there's so many negative books.
Yes,
it's so easy to write the negative
about
someone.
In life, it's easy to be negative. It's easy to leave a negative comment on this podcast. To leave a hard one, a positive one, is much harder. I got to say that once.
And I say do the same thing for Meghan Markle. Write a positive,
comment
about
Meghan
Markle.
I
dare someone.
Yeah, try and do it. I remember once in my PR days, I was at a charity shoot with Tyra Banks. And it was on a Sunday. And everybody there was getting paid apart from Tyra. And Tyra had been asked to donate her time to the charity. But everybody else, the cameraman, the lighting guy, the publicist, me, we were all getting paid. The driver got paid. The stylist got paid.
Don't you feel awkward, though, when you do something for charity? And like in that instance, like normally you'd think, I'm getting paid for something.
I wouldn't take money for charity. But I've got to say, Tyra turned around and said to me, I'm the only one here not being paid. Now, was she being sarcastic? Maybe, but she also was telling the truth. So it is tricky here. They have to explain how you get paid. It is a job. It is a job. And nobody explained this to Meghan, which brings us to our poll question of the day. So Meghan Markle reportedly complained a lot about not getting paid during a royal tour. Should she have been paid? Let's ask the most obvious question here. Should she have been paid to go on royal tour? Some would say indirectly she's already been paid, but should she get a bonus then? Do you get a bonus if you go on tour? We've all had to travel for work, Garrett, and we all get a little bit of a bonus or a per diem, hopefully. So go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow. It's going to be interesting, Garrett, to see if people can put their feelings towards Meghan to one side for a minute and say, if you do extra work, do you get extra pay?
Well, I think so, too. And the other thing, too, I might as well ask you while I have you. Like, we know William inherited like $1 billion over the last week. What did Harry inherit?
They did not. Harry did not inherit money
anything
from the Queen. Nothing. No.
Wow.
Nothing from the Queen.
So maybe Meghan has a point. Maybe I should be paid
she
us for this.
Although it's hard to say that when you live in a palace. So it's just, it's complicated. It is like we pay your rent. You don't have to worry about
I
your
know.
Meals.
Oprah, living next to Oprah is like living in a
palace. Yeah, living next to Oprah. Can you imagine? Hey, what are you working on, my friend?
All right, let's talk about Khloe Kardashian. As we know, they had their second baby together.
Mm-hmm.
And people are giving Khloe some a hard time for pretty much just, you know, sitting in the bed. After the baby was born and Tristan's there. And what about the mother that delivered the baby? People want to know, like, hey, how come you're just acting like she didn't exist? Well, you know, and as we were just speaking, this is one of those things where don't jump to conclusions, people. You know, the Kardashians are very, very, very smart in the sense of they know what they're doing. So just like anything in life, when you're pretty much helping a baby come to life and you're a surrogate mother, you have the option. You have the option of being a part of the life, not being a part of the life. You know, the Kardashians sat down with the contracts. So
right.
For all we know, they said, hey, listen, thank you for doing, you're being paid handsomely. We just ask you not to be a part of the photo.
And that
you know
is
what I mean?
Quite usual. Like, we do not know the surrogate for Andy Cohen or Anderson Cooper. So often surrogates want to be anonymous too. So we're asking somebody to be part of this photograph, the birthing mother, who might not have wanted to be so. I'm always very careful when I talk about mothers and their children. It is not any of my business, but Twitter did explode. This was giving them Handmaid's Tale vibes.
Oh, where I understand it, yeah, but that's not, we're comparing a TV show to someone's real life, you know?
And then other people did defend us, saying that parents get the adjacent room when the surrogate is giving birth, and they wait in that room, and then when the baby arrives, the baby's handed to the mom, and Khloe was in a hospital bed. So it does look a little bit like she is exhausted and just birthed that baby. Do you remember? I used to work for him, so I can talk about it. Do you remember when Diddy was on the cover of OK Magazine after he had the twins? And it was just Diddy, the two twins, no mother. It looked like Diddy had given birth.
Well, again, too, it's all in the eye of the beholder. You know what I mean? Like, you see that, like, if you've ever been to a hospital, you know, outside of the beds being probably the most comfortable thing, rightfully so, because you're in a hospital, there's just awkward chairs. Why would you want to sit in an awkward chair when you want to, like, make the easiest, fluffiest option?
Oh,
for
I'd lie on the bed. Even if I was a guest, I would. When Bruce was in hospital, he's fine. This was a long time ago, a couple of years ago, just a little procedure. When they took him into the room, the surgery, I got in the bed. I'm just so comfortable.
Honey, move over.
He just left.
Please.
It was nice and warm. He was going to be gone at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half. So I got in the bed. It was lovely. I had to wake me up.
Did you hit the button? Did you hit the button for nurses?
Can you imagine it? When he came back out of surgery, there I was fast asleep. They were like, excuse me, sir. I know. I'm going to cut some Khloe some slack here. Hey, moving along. Alfonso Ribeiro, you know him, because he's back hosting Dancing with the Stars. He did an interview, which he probably regrets now, because he's on a reality show. Dancing with the Stars is a reality show. So during the interview, he trashed other reality shows, saying he doesn't really like them. In particular, when After the Bachelor, which is probably the biggest reality show on ABC.
And they have a contestant on Dancing with
the
Stars right now.
They have a contestant on Dancing with the Stars. They have Vinny from the Jersey Shore. But get this too, because he had to put his other foot in his mouth, he also trashed the Jersey Shore. What's going on? I thought he was smarter than this.
Well, you know what it is? It's one of those, like, you know, stories that doesn't age well, you know? Like, I think we all could agree. We all have said it at one point in time. Like,
he said it last week, Garrett. This was not 10 years ago. This was last week. He was promoting Dancing with the Stars.
But, you know, I look at it like this. The host of a reality show is different than being a contestant. Mm. You're on the other side of it. You're not as drama-filled.
You can't say you don't like reality shows. It's like you saying you don't like pop stars and where you work. You work at Z100. Like, you just can't. I don't get it.
But you know what it is? Like, that maybe I'm looking at it as a producer-filled, you know, side of a story. Yes. Like, how do you draw up the drama?
Oh, you're right. Maybe host, it's the drama.
Your host hates a quarter of your contestants.
you hate what they do. You hate how they make their money. When I worked for Jessica Simpson, she was getting paid money to promote Pizza Hut, I think. It was a pizza company. And she announced that she was allergic to tomatoes in the press conference. I know. It was...
How do you cover that one, Rob?
What do you say? I was like, we'll just get what's those white pizzas called? Oh, they're horrible.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Like, white pie.
I know, she's a white pie, but we're surrounded by, like, margarita pies. Right? We're surrounded. I was like, God, do you need an EpiPen? That's nothing but tomatoes around us, as far as the eye can see. I know.
Chicken of the sea on pizza.
Some people say the craziest things, including Mr. Kanye West. What's he up to?
Oh, well, you know, he does understand you. You know, he is of your people. By the way, I know we're going to talk about, you know, his daughters in a second, but he understands the people of England because he, too, has lost his queen.
Is that what he said?
He said that last night. He said, I understand and I feel the...
Kanye.
Him, of course, obviously talking
you
about
can't
Kim Kardashian.
Compare Kim Kardashian to Queen Elizabeth. I love Kim, but... Kim, Kanye, what is he doing with his daughters?
But he's also talking about his children too. He said he told his daughter never to let anyone take over his and Kim's brands, meaning, you know, the Yeezy brand, the family, and, you know, so it kind of makes you think. Did North have anything to do with ending of the relationship with Pete and Kim?
Oh, pushed him out, looking after Dad. Yeah, you never know; children can do that, you know. She's 9 years old. So let's go gentle on North.
Correct,
but it's a weird thing to say to a kid. It's a lot of pressure.
Well, that's the other thing, too. It's like, so did Kanye have an influence? Because at the end of the day, Dad does have an influence over the kids,
I know,
no matter what.
I know.
Good or bad,
I know.
He does.
My sister Christine, if you're listening, hello, hello, hello. Her daughter Paris, who was about 9, she pushed out one of Christine's husband's boyfriend.
See?
I know.
See, it's possible.
She did. She didn't like him. And so she pushed him out slowly. You can get in someone's ear. This thing about looking after their brand, though, they both have a brand. I think it's a $1 billion brand they both have.
Yep.
The brand's going to be just fine. Hey, quickly, before we go to break, Sharon Osbourne is talking out, saying the talk CBS tried to destroy her credibility in America. She's still really angry about the talk.
And nothing to do about being friends with Piers.
Yes, that's right.
Remember, nothing to do. Nothing.
That doesn't destroy your credibility at all, Sharon. So she got kicked off the talk for defending her friend Piers Morgan, who attacked Meghan Markle. I know it's convoluted, but she said, let the truth be told, that destroyed my credibility in America. She scoffed at reports that she got a major payout. Remember, some people reported she got $60 million. Absolutely not true. She got nothing to leave. And she was asked about her relationship with Underwood on the show. I like her. And if they could ever be friends again, Sharon said no. Never, ever.
Wow.
Ooh.
That is like when someone's like, hey, is there any possibility? And you think, you know, hey, maybe down the road.
A little bit. Nope.
Right. Nope. When you just say
nope.
Nope.
Never.
Nope. I'm sorry.
Never.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
Never, ever, ever. Hey, let's take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show, Garrett. I do enjoy my Mondays with you. You make me smile.
I do too.
I know. We're so different to each other. How did we find love?
Well, in a hopeless place, like Rihanna.
Rihanna's doing the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that was announced
that
yesterday,
was the,
Rob
that
Shooter.
Was the segue. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think you'll have nothing but hits and the opportunity to have a lot of collaborations like they did last year. And the interesting story, though, was that Pepsi gave up the sponsorship opportunity to be the title sponsor of the Super Bowl halftime show. It's always been the Pepsi Super Bowl
halftime show.
Pepsi
forever, as long as I can remember.
A lot of money, as we all know, but at the end of the day, Pepsi said, we don't know anymore. So Apple Music jumped in. So what Apple Music did was, hey, let's go to Taylor Swift, because everybody's been vying to try to get Taylor Swift in.
Taylor's a big name. She should do the Super Bowl.
She was signed to Coke, and Pepsi was the Super Bowl halftime show. So they're like, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift turned it down. Why did Taylor Swift turn it down, you ask? She said she took her job more. She says she wants to finish recording all her albums that she's re-recording before she goes out and does something
businesswoman,
big like that.
Really, really smart. Congratulations, Rihanna. Hey, let's get to our polls. Da, da, da. Thank you very much.
Bum, bum, bum.
The Queen was exhausted by all the turmoil caused by Harry and Meghan. Oh, this made me feel bad, this one did. She was just exhausted. So they said the last couple of years of her life, all she was consumed with was this Harry and Meghan drama. It's not fair. Should Harry and Meghan feel guilty about this? It's a tough poll, wasn't it? Let's have a look. Wow, 70% said yes. They should feel some guilt. I bet they do. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett. Let's do our nicest of the day. Oh.
So from my hometown.
Staten Island.
Where Pete Davidson and Vinny Guadarini from the Jersey Shore also come from. Staten Island has the best rated penises in an online survey.
Did you do this survey?
I didn't get that email. I should check my spam. But over the past 2 months, about 1,600 New Yorkers dropped their pants, asked researchers for their opinions. And you know what? They're just very horny guys at the end of the day. If someone asks you via email to come to an office,
drop your pants, don't go, friends.
No, don't. Do not.
Go.
I think we're friends. But the average rating, let's just stick to numbers, 8.8 right
there. Now, this is out of 10. We should say, once again, it's 10. Not inches. I know this sounds dirty. I'm trying to keep this scientific here. So out of 10, what do you rate?
Overall, yeah. These are overall.
Overall. So 8.8 for Staten Island. That's pretty high.
Yes. Coming in
number two.
Coming in number two, Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn's number two.
New York.
I'm a Manhattan boy. What's number three, Manhattan?
Oh, Rob Shooter. Let's not. The Bronx.
Number three. Number four,
yeah.
Manhattan.
Queens.
What? Where's Manhattan's last?
Rob Shooter, I mean, I feel sorry for you. You came in last at a measly 5%.
You get a
5 out of 10.
8, I get a 5. That's the story of my life. Our nicest of the day. And Garrett,
can you confirm
that this story is true from yourself? Self-research as a Staten Island boy?
Yes, I think we all can agree. We've seen the stories about Vinny, and we've seen the stories about Pete, and God only knows what's floating around the internet about me.
Would it confirm it if there was pictures of you, Garrett?
I mean, third time's the charm. That's what the saying goes,
so
right?
It would confirm. You would be the third boy here.
The man.
Sorry, I'm a boy with just 5, just 0.5. Okay, let's do our naughtiest of the day. So Sylvester Stallone and his wife Jennifer have reconciled and extremely happy. Sources are telling me the whole thing could have been a PR stunt for their new reality show. Boo-hoo. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a rub. I love this quote. So I fail all the time. I do. I look successful. I get it. Some people think I'm more successful than I really am. But I love this quote because it really sums everybody up, including probably one of the greatest sports figures of all time, Michael Jordan. He said the following quote: "I've missed over 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and I've missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeeded." You've got to fail to succeed. If you fail, when you fail, get back up. If he can miss 9,000 shots and be considered one of the greatest, you can mess up today and carry on. Carry on, my friends. When you mess up, get back up. That's all that being successful is about, is giving it your best and keep on going. That is it for today. Thank you so much.
By the way, he's also a billionaire.
He's a billionaire. 9,000 shots he missed. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review. We challenge you today. Garrett, you're right. Let's do something positive today. Doesn't necessarily have to be for the Naughty But Nice show, but for Meghan, let's do something, say something nice. And remember, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, Pip, you're adorable.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.